And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're back in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to a very busy San Diego Landings this morning. And we have the man, the tackle guru himself, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We'll be getting some fishing here because it's happening. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the angler's catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island for 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great day today. As we say it, man, best behavior day. Got both the bosses in here.
Better behave. Yeah, and a very, very busy San Diego Landings this morning, man. Everybody came in this morning. I see the right. Independence, the Shogun, the RP, yeah. The Intrepid. Everybody. Who else? Pacific Queen. Yeah. I mean, they're all unloading this morning.
Yeah, I saw a couple
big
of
4th of July.
And, you know, we had Thursday, oddly enough. A bunch of the long-range fleet took off. It was crazy down
the July
Thursday
weekend, right?
For the July 4th weekend. And then,
happy 4th of July, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't know if those boats were going to be coming back Monday or today or a little mix of both. But it is buzzing down here.
Yeah, it is.
I saw an 8-day trip unloading beautiful yellowtail, tuna, grouper, just everything. And then I counted 9 dock carts lined up from the Shogun, full of tuna, waiting to unload next, and fish from like 25 to some fat one. I don't know how big. I mean, I just did the glance. But the fishing is as good as it gets. You know, let's face it. This is the good old days that people are going to be talking about for decades to come.
For real.
The stocks of fish are as healthy as they've ever been. Beautiful weather, just everything, you know, and pandemic behind us, and everybody is just taking advantage of going fishing, enjoying life, enjoying time on the ocean. It doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah. The spread of fish is unbelievable. You've got large grade fish just off our coast here, and you've got that medium 50-pound grade. We're going to hear later on from Patrick Jew, just came out of the Independence, about some great fishing off of Ensenada now. And like Tom Green, our SAC spotter plane pilot, said there's huge amounts of fish all over the place.
Well, and there's been fish down off Colonnette. There's fish up on the 14-mile bank out of Orange County.
Yeah.
When the fish are close, we don't go further, but you can only imagine there's fish out beyond as well.
Yeah.
Why go if they're close?
You know? Yeah. Exactly. No kidding. And but they're being bluefin. They bite some days and they don't bite other days, right?
But I'm going to say they bite more often than not.
Yeah.
Because I watch the counts like I have for 40
especially
years, 50 years, you know, I mean. Back in the day, you know, even before being in the industry, you know, you'd go on the fish count every day. And
sure.
Back then, you know, you'd read the magazines that were, you know, a week old news. But, you know, now you can get it basically at lunchtime. Oh,
sure.
Look what they're catching here.
Yeah.
So, and it's the fish is biting well most days. And even on the down days, we're catching fish. I mean, sometimes this bluefin will take 2 days off. You don't catch anything, but you know we're catching fish every day.
Yes, and this just shows you the expertise and the quality of the operations here in San Diego.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, they've honed in. They've had several years now to hone in this bluefin and figure out how to make them bite. We used to go out there and see schools of bluefin. You call them leaping tuna because they're on the surface and they're just chugging out to the west and. You know, you can't catch those. Well, yeah, you can, but, you know, it took some, when that was the only thing we had to catch, and you had a whole fleet and a whole private boat fleet trying to figure it out, and the kites and the poppers and the cold snipers and the bait and the sinker rigs and, you know, the flat falls. I mean, all this stuff that we've learned how to do and the sonars and the gyros, and you put all the, you know, technology and the knowledge base into play, and you can make these things bite where we thought that, you know, yeah, you see a school of bluefin, yeah, no, keep trolling your albacore feathers, we'll get a stop, don't worry.
Yeah. Albacore, first albacore of the year.
Yeah.
Could it be the start of something?
From that boat that's going past you right now.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New
right now. Yeah.
You never know. We've had, I think I remember in the last 5 years, this being like the fourth albacore, so there's been an occasional lost stray one, but the fact is, you know, they could show up in some limited numbers or maybe have a good bite at some point. I know we've had yellowfin tuna also up to 50 pounds recently.
Dorado? Couple Dorado here and there.
And, you know, they say shoot the fireworks off and go fishing. Well, we had our bonus 4 months of bluefin, but it's going to get rocking here. It's going to be cool.
This is when things really start kicking
in. Oh, yeah. This is,
it's hard to believe. It's already been kicking in. But
yeah, the bluefin just are here, living here, biting here, feeding here. But, you know, the true variety, you know, we'll probably get our striped marlin coming up pretty quick.
Seeing that yellowfin more and more each day.
Yes. So the variety fishing is coming. Like you say, it's scattered far and wide, and it's only going to get better. The one thing that I just can't put my finger on is where are the yellowtail and the calico bass this year? And they've just been really stubborn. I mean, there's been some pretty good offshore fishing, but, you know, the islands and the kelp beds have been surprisingly dormant. And I guarantee you at some point we're going to wake up, and that's going to go off, and it's going to be a whole new set of fun stuff to go do, you know, those short trips after work or, you know, just when you can't get offshore for a day or a day and a half. You know, that's gonna go off. The calicos are trying to bite a little bit here.
Yeah, we were on that the Islander mothership trip at Clemente, and definitely the calico bite was off there.
Yes.
I mean, we caught a lot of calicos, but it wasn't what it normally is over there. I mean, breaking news yesterday on Let's Talk Hookup, we heard Fred Huber on the Daily Double was getting the sand bass, like wide open sand bass.
Yeah, that's super normal this time of year.
Yeah, it should be. It hasn't been for the last few years,
right.
But boy,
yeah, sure nice to see that.
It'd be nice to see that come back. And Barracuda on the Horseshoe up in L.A., which that's kind of back to a normal thing. The ocean is so full of life right now.
It is. There was a little bit of Barracuda down here too on the half day boats.
Yeah.
And So it's only a matter of time. The calico bass over at the Coronados has been, you know, pretty decent right along. But so suffice it to say, offshore, it's, I don't know what's beyond white hot, but it's beyond white hot. I would say white hot's the best it gets. Well, it's better than that now.
Better than what? So what would be beyond white
hot? It's been fun seeing, too, like
know.
The...
Scorching? Yeah. I don't know.
It's fun seeing, like, everything that's available, too. And it, you almost chuckle when somebody calls the tackle store and says, you know, hey, I'm going on a day and a half trip. You know, what size gear do I need to bring? Because, I mean, it is not... It's not just... For fun, everything is in play. Yeah. I mean, every size of fish is very common on back-to-back trips. And technique and depth and whether you catch them on a bait or on a lure. And, you know, one day the guys are just talking about it was straight fly line fishing with 40-pound and a 1-0. And then the next trip, we got everything on sinker rigs and flat falls. And the next trip was all, everything was finesse. And we were catching 25-pounders with, you know, 20-pound line and a number 4 hook. And those could be all three boats returning on the same day, all day and a half trips.
Yeah.
It's like getting ready, in a way, for a 10-day trip.
It kind of is.
Because you're going to have, not as much a variety of species, but a little bit, and then variety of size from 25-pounders to over 200 pounds, and every method, casting jigs, casting bait, like you say. And you've got to have it rigged in the rack, ready to go. You roll up on a stop. You don't need to be trying to, you know, cut your jig off so you can tie a bait hook on or, you know, whatever. You've got to just be ready to grab that second, third, fourth outfit and go to town on them.
Yeah, so... Speaking of outfits, when people are coming into Fisherman's Landing Tackle, what do you tell them? Well, here's what you need. And hook size, all that stuff.
Honestly, I would say the minimum that you need is a 25-pound, you know, 20, 25, 30-pound bait outfit. 25 is perfect. That's your gelt patties if you get a school-sized tuna. You need a 40-pound, like a two-speed reel. Also for bait, but also you might throw a Colt Sniper out there or a small flat fall if they're responding to that. And then you need like a 60-pound outfit, you know, or 80-pound outfit, something fairly heavy that you can drop a sinker rig, you know, even fly line a bait on bigger fish that are on the surface if they're willing to bite that. And then you should have a full-on rail rod outfit, you know, a 100-pound test kind of deal. For the flat falls and the sinker rigs, if you run in the big fish on the meter. Yeah. But then I would recommend, if you have it, fill in those gaps. So maybe you have two of each of those,
okay.
One for bait, one for a Colt Sniper, one for a bait, one for a flat fall. You know, more of a private boat thing, but sometimes even, you know, poppers and surface irons and all that kind of stuff. You might have your 9-foot jig sticks. So, and then as far as in the tackle box, you know, people always say, what size hook do I need? Well, you just need a variety. You honestly do. You need mostly circle hooks, but, you know, if you want to bring some day hooks, that's fine. I would start at size 2 and go up all the way to 4-aught. And I'm talking about, you know, circle hooks with a little beef once you start getting up into those 2-aught, 3-aught size, because you might be targeting a 200-pound tuna on a fairly smaller hook.
Like that Gamakatsu HD Nautilus?
The HD, exactly.
Oh, what a great hook that is.
Yep,
yeah.
Something with a little extra beef like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not saying you couldn't get bit on a 6-0, so I mean, just a variety of hooks. Your sinkers, at the minimum, you want to have 6- and 8-ounce torpedo sinkers and some rubber bands to rubber band a sinker to your line for a sinker rig. You should have some Colt Snipers in that 100-pound range, or 100-gram range. So 80, 100, 120, somewhere in that range.
What about this new knife jig thing? Everybody's saying, oh, a knife jig. I got hooked one on the knife.
Yeah, those,
what's a knife
those
jig?
Those Mustad knife jigs, they're basically going all the way back to Dave Pfeiffer bringing the flat fall over here. Yeah.
Original butterfly jig.
It's the butterfly.
So is it
butterfly.
Basically the butterfly jig?
That style jig. It's longer
what size?
And skinnier. And you want something in the same thing, 300-400 grams, something that gets down real quick. And also the flat falls are as good as they ever were. Everybody's like, oh, you got to have this brand or that brand.
Yeah, but the standard old butterflies, we probably all have a bunch of them. I know I do.
Ideal.
That's stuff.
You know, for the yellowtail, we were using the smaller ones, but, a bigger, you know, as close to 300 grams as you can get, or even 400 is fine.
Yeah.
We've gone into these Mustad jigs because we've been unable to get almost anything else. And
sure.
I did see the last one go out the door as I walked through this morning, but I have 800 more coming sometime Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like a lot, but it's not.
It'll last a day or two.
Yeah, so yeah. Well, it'll last a week. Yeah,
a week?
It'll last a week.
Come on, 800 jigs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
So how is tackle availability right now? If somebody wants to go in and just buy tackle, what's the story?
It's challenging but fun at the same time
totally.
This year.
That's a good description.
I have spent my last 9 months trying to make sure we have gear, and I'm not exaggerating. I spend 3 hours in the morning every day going through every purchase order, every back order, going through the shop. The guys are so amazing telling me, okay, you know, this has shifted, this has changed, we need some of this. And I spend basically half of my time making sure that we have enough inventory to outfit everybody so that we can catch all these fish. And there are always holes in our inventory, but we have so many great suppliers that we carry, you know, 6 or 7 rod manufacturers. We carry an equal amount of reel manufacturers. We carry an equal amount of jig manufacturers, an equal amount of line manufacturers. So we have really not run out of anything critical to speak of. Rail rods are tough right now, but those are going to refill here pretty quick. But basically, it's challenging because you'd love to have a perfect wall with every peg filled with every color and every size. But the fact is, when a guy walks in the store, we have something A-plus, effective, appropriate gear to outfit them with every day.
Yes.
So
yeah.
We've made the best of a pretty tough situation. I mean, it stems obviously into the pandemic. Shipping from other countries has stagnated over the last few months, mm-hmm. and so I look at least once a week on my vessel assist program, and there's been an average of 70 cargo ships sitting outside Long Beach Harbor
wow.
for the last few months.
It's probably the biggest issue that you hear all the manufacturers talking about. Hey, we've got it. We're waiting for this. You know, the whatever
it's sitting on the ship.
Insert whatever product here. Hey, our jigs are done. They're here, but we need the hooks, and the hooks
yes.
are stuck on a container. And until we get the hooks to put on the jigs, we're stuck. You know,
wow.
you hear that across the board, whether it be a rod manufacturer waiting for guides, a reel manufacturer waiting for drags,
yes.
a lure manufacturer waiting for hooks. Like, it's, you just hear the same story all the time.
Well, and then once they get on land, the trucks and the trains and the
yeah.
transportation is difficult because they're backed up. And then still some of these manufacturers are not back up to their full amount of employees because a lot of them went away and have never come back.
Yeah.
You know, they got the free ride from the government for 6 months, and then they lost their job and don't want to go back to work or
yeah.
whatever. And so
they're getting paid to stay home.
Well, they're not anymore, but
some are.
The habit has been instilled in
yeah.
them that they want to sit home and play video games, and it's a real thing. I mean,
yeah.
you see it in the restaurants. Well, it's in the tackle industry too.
Oh, yeah.
But with all that
shipping
said,
with all that said,
you guys are still selling tackle.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's
and
been some fun too with it in that sometimes. So whatever, a flat fall jig still being overwhelmingly my most favorite lure, and I'm only using this for an example. We're actually in really good shape with flat falls, but there might be a jig that's very similar to that requires some finesse to make it right, and that's where I think the crew comes in at Fisherman's Landing. Is they're so good at, like, well, this jig is perfect, but how it comes in its stock form isn't right. So they know how to manipulate. We're going to put on different rings, and we're going to install different hooks, and you know that kind of thing.
Sure,
so been a lot of manipulating gear to make it right.
Oh yeah, well, and this is also an exciting time of year because this is the season for ICAST, which is the common introduction of new product, and later on in the show, we're going to hear from Dale Hightower about a new Seaguar product, which all
man.
Of us have been waiting for. It is a big announcement. But in the meantime, Ricky has a big announcement here.
I do.
And so, speaking of big announcements, what's going on in the Maxa family?
Couldn't be a better time to announce it. I was really stoked to have Doug here today, especially, you know, going back forever. I mean, I started working for Pete when I was 13 and 14 years old doing the radio show, and met Doug through the radio show and started working at Fisherman's Landing when I was 15, so what a perfect time. But Dallas and I are super proud and excited that we are expecting our first baby.
Okay.
We are just over the top, to the moon, can't wait, and that's the big thing. We're January of next year is when it's due, and we don't know if it's a boy or a girl yet. We'll find out in a little later, but yeah, we're just over the top and super stoked to get to share the news with our whole extended family and you two guys, and it's on.
Well, the due date is 6 days after my birthday, so I'm calling. It's going to be January 16th.
All right.
Calling it right now.
Yeah, we're really pumped.
Congratulations
to you and Dallas.
That's very exciting news. It's a new fishing buddy.
Yeah, you got it.
For sure.
Well, as you can hear, we got a great show for you today. There's so much to cover, so much good, great stuff to talk about with Doug. It's also such a fun show, and it just goes in so many directions with Doug's knowledge of the fishing and the tackle and the boats and everything. It's just, it's one of my most favorite shows, and we're really excited to talk to you. If you want to join us this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup, or shoot us a text. It's been such a fun option. The Let's Talk Hookup text the show. It's only available on the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app, and you'll see right on there to text the show. You can fire off any question you want to talk to Doug. And not only are we going to be taking your phone calls, great catch reports lined up for the show today, we are also giving away a great prize. One lucky caller is going to get in on all this great tackle action we're talking about, because we're giving away a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. Couldn't be more excited to take your calls. Going to be a great show. And when we come back, we're doing just that. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing, because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marine attendants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed up season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Cook Up. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, join in on the fun, 213-432-1090.
All right. Hey, the phones are packed, Rick. Yeah. And don't forget, you can text the show, too, via the Let's Talk Cook Up app. Text the show. Just go on the Let's Talk Cook Up app and text us, and we'll get to as many texts and phone calls as we can here because it's going to be a busy morning.
Yeah,
love talk and tackle.
Yeah, they do. It's going to be a fun one. We love talking about it back to you.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun. Well, why don't we start off in the phones with John? He's calling us from all the way out in Colorado this morning. What's up, John? Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Happy 4th of July, guys. I'm one of those guys that get paid to go fishing now. So,
all right.
Nice.
And I got some 2.5-day trips planned and an 8-day in September planned for coming to see you guys. So I'm enjoying my life now and fishing.
Beautiful.
That's awesome.
So, Doug, what question have you got for us?
I got 9 setups to do my 8-day, and what I'm missing is an Italica 50. Do you have a Italica 50?
Yeah, we've got a whole back room full of them.
We actually do.
You do?
We do.
We do.
Are you kidding? Oh, you're not kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
You have Italica 50s.
Yeah, they stack above my head about 6
really?
Times.
Really? Wow. Okay, there you
that?
Go.
How about that for an ace in the hole?
Yeah. It's like, wow, I'm surprised.
No, we've got plenty of them.
Okay.
I would.
That's the ultimate big fish reel.
It is.
It is
just unbelievable.
With that said, if that is a reel, just like we've kind of been saying, you know, all season, if that's a reel that you really want for your arsenal and you know that's an excellent one, even though we have a stack right now that's taller than Doug, no time.
They're not going to last.
Tomorrow, today isn't soon enough. You know what I mean? Get that thing for sure. It's, you know, don't wait on is all I'm saying. Like, that stack that's taller than Doug's head will go away, and it will go away fast. So, yeah come on.
Did you hear that, Wheeler?
Yeah. Yeah, if you need one, it's time.
It's time to go.
No doubt.
Maybe you can even sell one to John Freeze. Oh, no.
No.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
No, maybe we could find a used 14-0 or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Somebody trades in their TAC 50 for an old,
But yeah, hey, so call them up at Fisherman's Landing. Head down to Fisherman's Landing Tackle and get your TAC 50
now.
You
got it, John.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, John. Appreciate that. A nice text from Bill Dunn from Santa Barbara. Congratulations, Rick. New cod on the way. You'll both be great parents. Your dad set the bar high.
That's really nice. Thanks, buddy. That's very nice.
No doubt about it. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Dan in El Cajon is standing by next this morning. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you doing? Happy Fourth.
What's up, Dan? You too, buddy.
Hey, congratulations, Rick, on the baby. I'm putting my money on the 21st because that's my birthday.
Oh.
All right. I like it.
Okay. What pole would you guys recommend for a Speedmaster 12?
Yeah, Speedmaster 12, that's going to be something you might fish 40 or 50 or even a 60-pound top shot. Could be used for bait, could be used for a medium-sized flat fall, medium-sized cold sniper. It's got a lot of uses for what we're doing right now. All that 50-pound tuna down off Ensenada, that's your go-to rig. 7 to 7.5 to maybe even an 8-foot rod. Something that would be ideal for that 40 and 50-pound test. CalStar 875H is a good one. 700 heavy, even a 700 extra heavy. And I'm just using CalStar as the benchmark, but certainly any manufacturer that has that same, medium fast taper, 7.5 foot. The ratings are, going to jump all over the board, but something maybe rated around 30 to 80, 30 to 60, something like that. Fiberglass rod might be like a 6480. There's a lot of different choices, but that's the range and that's the realm of what you're looking for.
There you go.
Great.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call.
Happy Fourth, guys. Have a good one.
Hey, happy Fourth to you.
It seems like, you know, 5 or 10 years ago, it was all, whatever it was, a 6.5-foot rod. Like, that's what you used for catching big tuna. And now it's so much more kind of all over the board, you know, that where there's appropriate rods that they're as short as, you know, 6 feet and 8 feet now.
Yeah.
Do you, like, what for a guy like Dan, like, what, you know, how do you determine what the right rod length is? Because, you know, back in the day, an 8-foot rod was only a, you know, a rod for, you know, casting a long distance, and you didn't have much guts to fight a fish. And a short one was only for leverage, but you didn't have any tip. Like, how do you kind of go about what's the right length for a guy on a rod like that?
Well, the reason I go 7 to 7.5 as being the sweet spot is, and especially I would say the 7.5, you want a little castability depending on what you're throwing. But if you're going to throw a bait or you want to throw a jig out there, a little length will give you the leverage to cast whatever it is a little farther away from the boat. And most people now have honed in their skills on the rail rod technique. And so it's not where you used to stand up in a rod belt. The leverage against you was overwhelming on a big fish and, you know, 50-pound test. But now being able to lay that on the rail, it's not quite the same scenario. Also, we use Spectra now almost exclusively, and a lot of people using a 3-foot or a 25-foot wind-on mono or fluorocarbon top shot. So there's no stretch. So what gives you that shock absorber so you don't rip hooks out of their mouths or break line is that little extra tip length allows for a little extra bend. So it's kind of gone to the longer way of doing things. Certainly the leverage is always better when you have a short rod, but then when you lay it on the rail, it's gonna, you know, your line's gonna rub the bottom of the boat. It's hard to get over somebody's head when you're going under and over doing the tuna dance. So I think that, you know, even 8 foot is absolutely appropriate for that up to 50-pound test.
Okay.
I like
good
it.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Al Perry sent a 2-part text. He says, first, I've been listening for decades. Congratulations, Rick, on your announcement. And then he says, the question for Doug is, what is the ideal 80-pound rod and reel setup for these bluefin tuna? I would like to use it for jigging, sinker, and fly lining.
Yep.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Some kind of a light rail rod, probably 7 feet, maybe 7.5.
Like light rail rod. Meaning an XH?
Or even an H. In that,
okay.
You know, if he's talking about a true 80, you could go with a 770 or a 775 CalStar H or equivalent from another manufacturer.
And let me just throw this out, too, real fast, that X's and H's are not like a standard thing either.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, they vary so much. It's like hook sizes.
From manufacturers.
Exactly. You know, maybe an Owner 2.0 is a giant hook, a Gamakatsu 2.0 just right, a Mustad 2.0 too small. You know what I mean? Like, all three of those things are 2.0s, but different. And the rod's the same thing. You got to be a little bit cautious on X's and H's just because one manufacturer's XH is 100-pound rod and the others might be a 60-pound rod.
Sure.
Right. So, and, you know, like Seeker uses 1x3, 2x4, 3x5. You know, what's that? It's just, you know, a power. So the first number in that case is the butt section. So that's a 3.
Okay.
And the tip is a 1.
Okay.
So 1x3 is going to be a lighter tip and, you know, a number 3, in which doesn't even mean anything, but it's just a reference point once you understand the numbering system. So.
Okay.
If you don't understand the numbering system, that's why you have us. We just tell you this is the appropriate rod for what you're using.
All right.
And then you can use it probably a Talica 20. I mean, it's the old standard, you know, for everything reel.
Talica 20 is awesome.
In the heavier realm. So, yeah, 7 or 7.5 foot medium light rail rod with Talica 20 or equivalent style reel that'll hold 500 yards of 100-pound Spectra. And then you're going to use flat falls, sinker rigs, maybe even... private boater might even, you know, slow troll a mackerel or whatever,
kind
of thing.
All right. Very good. Good question. Hey, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Island. Brand Stis, John.
Hi, John.
Morning, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rick, Doug.
Hey, how's
morning,
it going,
John,
down at the ranch?
Well, we had a little weather Tuesday night. Interesting, you know, is that... We were worried because it came up into the Gulf, which is the kind we don't like, you know. But it was a tropical storm, and by the time it finally got to us, it was about midnight Tuesday night. And we got about 2 inches of rain, which we really, really need. very light winds, and we had about 2 hours of thunder and lightning, a real tropical storm. It was pretty cool. Very, very, a nice storm, as nice as they get. And
now everything's bright green, right?
It doesn't take long. Just a couple of days, it's like somebody hit with a paintbrush. It's amazing how quick it changes. It's beautiful now. Yeah, it really, really is. Like I said, we sure needed the water, and the storm was not bad and a good one for us. So that's a good thing.
That's a good
thing. I was worried because the water temp, you know, was up to, 86 degrees, 90 outside. A lot of times those storms get in that really warm water, and it bumps them up and makes them real dangerous. But not this time. This is a good storm, so we're happy about that. A little early start, though. We don't like them in June. We like to see them maybe. We never like to see them, but when they come, September is really our month. So anyway, that's been and gone, and I was worried about it affecting the fishing, you know, because sometimes this weather does. And it didn't at all. The yellowfin are still out there about 20 miles off. Footballs to 40-pounders, limits for everybody that's taking the right outside. Very, very good yellowfin fishing. You know, it's interesting, the big tuna are coming in off the park boundary there at Rincon. Everybody's, slow trolling, drift fishing, sardine, looking for the pompano and the smaller fish and picking up these big yellowfin. A couple of 80-pounders yesterday came in. And it's quite a fight for these guys because they're catching them on 20, 30-pound tests. So, you know, it's taking an hour or so to bring them in. But real big fish, and it seems like many more than there have been in the past. Nobody's been down there really fishing them until the last couple of days. But anyway, some big yellowfin coming out of the park there. Marlin, oh, my gosh. Marlin. It's just literally as many as you want. You could release multiples. We were out looking for rooster fish, and we picked up some nice big guyos, but we would, and then the marlin are in really close, 2-3 miles off the beach. We go in and catch a couple of rooster fish and then pop outside and pick up a marlin, go back in, catch another couple of roosters, release them, go outside and catch another marlin. We actually released 3 marlin and must have released, I don't know, 10 rooster fish. We're getting better bait for the big roosters. Smaller guys are taking the sardine, and there's plenty of those. If you wait around, we're ranging for mullet now, Lisa, and they're really picking up some good-sized rooster fish in the 50, 60, 70-pound range. So good rooster fish and certainly good marlin fish mixed with a few sails. And actually had a couple guys on the fly just they had 12 weights, and they just a big marlin hit a big 350, 400-pound marlin, and just cracked the rig.
Yeah. Hey, John, I saw that storm was bad enough that it snapped the old palma stock in half, huh?
It did. You know, what happened was that's a big dock, you know, and they leave it in the water, and that's when you lose them. Yeah. They get torn up in the surf. You know, actually, right as we speak, they're putting a brand new, better, bigger one in. I don't know how they knew. They must have been.
They've been working on it. They've been working on it for quite a while.
I'm
I know.
Sure. Yeah.
But it was one of those kind of manana projects. It probably went okay. It's tomorrow manana.
Well, all of a sudden, it became a hora.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
But, no, it's a bigger. They got a bigger, better pier, so they're loping along. And it really wasn't real big surf. The problem with those big, heavy piers, ours is light. You know, you can pull it in and out of the water.
Sure.
It's when they get left in the water, that surf will trash them every time. So,
yeah.
So, anyway, they're doing good, bigger, better pier. Thomas does okay over there. That's
oh,
sure.
good.
Well, yeah. And
I'm glad that storm wasn't very severe because it had the potential, like you said, to be a gnarly one for sure.
Yeah, it sure did. When they bump along the coast, along the mainland, and then they start looping up into the Sea of Cortez, the Gulf of California, it's real worrisome, that's for sure. And this is real early for us, too. I hate this time of year. You know, I'm constantly on the Internet checking it out, making sure they're going to miss us one way or the other. So,
well, if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Leonero, it's a great time of the year to get down there. Fishing sounds off the charts. So how do we do that, John?
It is, Pete, and the fishing really, really is good. Thanks. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLandero.com. We've got a lot of photos up on the website, so check us out.
All right, John. Thanks for the report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Nice talking to you guys.
Thanks, right, John.
All right, very good.
We had fun. I just got to tell the quickest story. When we were down at the ranch for the Let's Talk Hookup trip, when we, you know, we knew we were pregnant down then, but it was too early to tell anybody.
Right, right, right.
One of the only people that we told was Christian, who was the bartender down there that Dal's, you know, because you know how it is. We have such a fun group, and everybody wants to buy you a drink. So Dal's, like, sneaker drink was Topo Chico with a little bit of pineapple juice and tahini on the rim. So she, like, blended in with everybody so we wouldn't give away the secret. Yeah, because, you know, drinking a water down at the ranch is like, hey, what's going on here?
Right,
we haven't drank a margarita yet at all. So that was her, like, sneaker blend in with everybody at the pool.
Nice. That's a good one.
So Christian at the bar was one of the first people.
He was tipped in.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
And then the other one I heard was Tommy P, because you guys were up in Kingfisher. And Tommy P was, what the heck? You're not drinking wine? I bring all this wine? You don't want to drink the wine? So, yeah.
Dal spent so much time in Northern California, loves a good glass of red wine. You know, Pete, I know about yourself, and really enjoy. Tommy's got such a, you know, being in that business his whole life, he's got such a knowledge. And Dal and he had so much fun talking about, you know, mainly just Tommy was always holding court every night, as he does, you know, about this wine and that and this other. And Dal would know so much stuff, and they enjoyed so much talking. He'd be like, want a glass? And you, no, I'm good. You know, no, thanks. So, yeah, we had to sneak him in, too. It's pretty fun.
Stop the pressure.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of fun. It's pretty cool. Cat's out of the bag now.
Cat's out of the bag. Yeah, for sure.
Well, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up and so much more with Doug. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the mightier 1090.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable covered heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Benefit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sandspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. Talica 50.
Oh, man.
I can't believe you have them at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Is there ever been a reel built more ideally suited for a rail rod pulling on these big bluefin tuna?
No. It takes the place of most of the 50 and 50 wide size reels. It's a great kite reel. I mean, it holds so much line. It's got so much torque, and that's the go-to for that. But
beyond power.
We use a lot of the smaller reels, obviously the 20s and 25s for dropping flat falls and that kind of thing. But when it's time to step up and use a big 50-size reel, it pretty much blows everything else out of the water. I mean, with everything that it has, the grinding power, it's got the topless frame, which is very, very desirable for, you know, palming the top of the line or, you know, getting a little tangle out, you know, on your free spool.
The lightweightness of it. That's the thing.
Easy
it's a big reel that's easy to handle. That's the key with Talica 50.
Well, and it's big in the spool, but the outer shell is actually smaller than a normal, like, giant 50.
Right.
It just doesn't feel as bulky. It does the job. It's the big yellowfin down, you know, on the long range trips, which hasn't been as much of a thing here recently with all this big bluefin up here. But the big bluefin, oh my God, it's like the perfect reel.
Get it at Fisherman's Landing Tackle or your local Shimano dealer, the Talica 50.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travel. travelers worldwide. But for us, Palma de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palma de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWarmerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Warmer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Cook Up, having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, and as promised, it's time to talk what's biting, because it's time for our Catch Report. Today, the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. I saw the whole crew run around like crazy this morning the boats unloading. They're going to have a busy day at the cutting tables, because not only do they offer the best processing for your trip, for your fish, rather, when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but as well as taking care of your private boat catch. And now that they have Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and today at our 4th of July party, we're going to have that amazing poke kit in action. I got a nice chunk of bluefin from our buddy Billy the other day, and I got it all chopped up, ready to go for a little poke kit for this afternoon. You want to call them for more details or check out their brand-new Liberty Station location, their brand-new Old Town location on Taylor Street. I had muscle memory going there.
It's a great place, that Old Town
location. It really
is. And they have a great retail section, too, so you can go in and buy fish, and they have incredible smoked salmon in there, and all the different spices and rubs.
And they always have more spices and rubs every time I go in there, ones that I haven't seen before. Yeah, it's just a really cool spot. And when you buy fish from those guys, they sell like a boutique amount of it, meaning like Sean only picks things that are perfect, like commercial fishermen, local caught, killer stuff. Like I went in there the other day, and they had fresh sea bass. It was just out of this world looking. So, yeah, those guys do it right for sure. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's biting. We're going up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing Tech to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you? Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th.
You too, buddy.
Man, we had a good week up here. Our water temps getting real close to that 70-degree mark, 69.6 yesterday, which, that 70-degree mark, magical. So this warm water definitely has the bass activated up and moving around, so good action along the kelp and over the hard bottom for us this week. Fly line sardines, that was hard to beat for sure this week. Guys fly lining that on a, you know, like a 1-0 hook, side of one hook, perfect. Good surface iron action too, a couple days too, Rick, for the guys liking to throw that jig, and you got conditions, everything lined up. Yeah, that was fun to see too. You know, you can look out at the water and kind of see like, hey, you know, tell your regular, hey, make a cast with your jig over there, kind of a deal, and you can tell things are lined up. It was nice to see that.
Both
our half day and 3/4 day trips have been fishing that bass, and it's pretty much the same scenario for, you know, for us in both areas, either further down the coast or closer to the harbor. I'll say no sign yet, really, of any yellowtail along any of the kelp spots. I think one of our guys might have seen a couple fish earlier in the week, but just haven't seen any of that stuff really move in. But I'm sure as this water continues to warm up, we'll see some of that. We did see some more sea bass this week. We got a couple smaller fish, and then Captain Pika the other day, his very first fish hit the deck of the boat was a 40-pound sea bass on a morning after trip.
Pika.
Pika down on a roll with those bigger sea bass. It was kind of cool to see some of that going. That was on a live sardine. We had boats at Catalina all day fishing this week, too. Some good mixed bag bass fishing around the back of that island. A little tricky in some spots. Conditions were good. Things didn't want to bite as well as we kind of hoped for some of the guys back there. But everything kind of did line up. Some bonita barracuda there as well. On the front of the island, some good barracuda from, like, above Avalon up the long point there where the closure starts, and a few yellowtail in that zone, too. And then over at Clemente, the Fury and the six-pack fleet had more of that good yellowtail action this week. Surface iron and yo-yo fish for his guys, some bass, bonita, barracuda, and all that in the mix as well. And then the Lexi, he has some nice bluefin in his counts for his customers this week, a couple fish in that 150 to 180 range, as well as some of that quality mid-grade fish in the 30 to 50 zone. So across the board, I'd say it was a pretty good week, you know. So we're just hoping that we just kind of roll through this next week with the same deal, just slight improvements in some other areas, and things be looking good. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, give us a call here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web or link us there through the Let's Talk Hookup website, danworth.com.
Man, great report. Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that you're biting so good, Willie, and we'll look forward to hearing another great one next week.
All right, guys. Thanks. Enjoy the rest of your day and your barbecues and all that stuff. We'll talk to you next week.
You too.
Thanks, Willie.
All right, thanks.
Awesome.
And while we wait for Gundy Gunderson, let's go ahead and jump back on those jam-packed phone lines.
Jam-packed they are, buddy. Let's do it. Let's talk to Ed. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Good morning, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, and congratulations, Rick. I hope...
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, boy, it's going to be a time-consuming project there, so it's going to be tough.
Really, we're excited to spend the time doing it. I appreciate the kind words.
My question is, I'm going on, you know, a full day and then on a day and a half, and I'm going to need to rent something heavy in that. Is there a difference between what you would rent out for a full day compared to a day and a half?
You know, right now it's pretty similar type fishing. We're targeting whatever size bluefin is within range and presenting itself. And so far this year, it's been, like I said earlier, we've had the 25 to 50 pounders. We've had the 70 to 80 pounders. We've had some fish over 100 pounds just about every day, and then a few cows around. I'd say your bread and butter probably is going to be like that Talica 12 or 16. If you happen to be going out of Fisherman's Landing, we rent CalStar and Seeker rods on Talicas. So you've got the two-speed option. Also, if that bigger fish is around, we do the Talica 20s and 25s on rail rods. I would probably recommend, especially if you're on a weekend, that you call in and reserve those rental rods just in case we have a crazy weekend like we did this weekend for 4th of July. We also might recommend a live bait rod if you don't have one, you know, 25-pound test, something like that, for kelp patty fishing or finicky bluefin that are in that 25-pound range, something like that.
And would would that also include the fluorocarbon line on that, or would...
No, those are back to the Spectra line. They have monofilament top shots, so... All of your fluorocarbon, all of your terminal tackle, meaning jigs or hooks, you'll have to bring that, buy it, you know, beg, borrow, steal, whatever. Whatever you tie onto that line beyond the monofilament, you'll have to have on your own. And obviously we've got all that and can make the recommendation in the tackle shop right before you leave, just so you don't buy a bunch of stuff that's unnecessary. You just want to take what you're actually going to use.
What I was going to comment was just that the change, you know, the size of fish we've been catching over the last few years has kind of forced the change of rental tackle. And rental tackle is just so much different now than it was 5 years ago. You know, then it was the old rod and reel that was still together, and you go out and catch your albacore, no problem. But, you know, tackle today is, you know, I mean, all these rental outfits are well over $1,000. You know, they're the highest of end, you know, CalStar rods, a lot of them even modified with, you know, cold shrink grips and, you know, obviously Spectra backed. They're, you know, Talica 12, 16s, 20s, 25s in the rental department. And there are, you know, there are three people employed at Fisherman's Landing that do nothing but make sure that gear is always like crazy tip top shape, you know, whether it be fixing things when they go bad, replacing drags just out of maintenance, new top shots. I mean, the rental tackle just isn't the same thing as it was years ago. And if that's what's potentially stopping you from going on a trip, man, I'd really love to catch this big bluefin, but I don't have $1,000 to go spend on a killer two-speed outfit. That doesn't need to be what stops you anymore.
And I know both Fisherman's Landing and C4 Sport Fishing have great rental tackle.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same kind of.
And it's mission critical when you're talking about 100-pound fish that, you know, like Rick said, that, you know, we make sure that the line is, you know, in perfect shape, that the reels are in good shape, the drags and, you know, the free spool and everything like that, because it's pretty much mission critical when you go to fish for those big fish.
You got to have it.
Yeah. Yep.
Totally. Yeah. Hey, great to see you yesterday at Mossy Ford. That was a great event, and we sure appreciate everybody coming out. Thanks, Ed, for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's continue with our Catch and Park Talk to the Surf Guru. Gundy Gunderson is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
mean, I can't rent a pen monofill anymore?
Not anymore, buddy.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, I hear you don't want it.
Yeah, me too. I was hoping not, hope to forget.
I'm dating myself, that's for sure. Hey, some fantastic surf fishing. You know, we got 70-degree water, full moon tide on the backside of pumping tides, and just really good stuff. We have a little swell, kind of a hiccup, but this is the general trend. Good all-around fishing, lots of different species in the catch. Good croaker fishing, both spotfin and yellowfin, some quality corbina in the catch, good numbers of white sea bass in the shallows, good calico bass action, some big leopard sharks in the 40-pound class, and even a few threshers hooked off the pier. It's just that time of year. Hook, line, sinker reported, good halibut action all along the stretch, full moon tides, a grunion run, had the fish on the chew, good catches reported from El Capitan, Refugio, East Beach, Carpinteria, shop regular, took a 26 and a 28-inch fish yesterday, fishing a cherry berry-colored flash minnow below Goleta. A 32-inch fish, I think, was the top catch this week. Wiley's reported good calico bass action on the reef beaches, and I heard this up and down the coast. The calico bass are shallow. One angler caught and released four calicos from 14 to 18 inches on swim bait. Squid also working well. Las Flores, Latigo, good stretches up there. Lots of corbina along Sycamore Beach. Just Fishing reported good corbina action near the Hermosa Pier, Torrance Beach, lots of sand crabs. The guys who are screening for the soft shells are really making hay. 3.5 pounds, I think, top fish this week. Big Fish in Seal Beach reported good spot fin action off Surfside. Top fish up there was a 5-pound, 2-ounce, taken on a ghost shrimp. Bloodworms Mussel also working. Catch 'em Tackle reported good corbina action all along the peninsula there. Sand crabs have been working well. Screening for soft shells again, all the better. And the corbina are definitely showing a penchant for the sand crabs, so keep that in mind. Good croaker action off river jetties there. And then Hogan's also reported a hot shot coming by in and around the San Clemente Pier there. Bloodworms, mussel top bait, 5.5 pounds, I think, top fish. Lots of corbina on Capo Bay beaches. And then finally, you know, still more good croaker action there off Oceanside. 7-pound, 9-ounce still leads that derby, but they checked in a couple 6-pounders and a couple 5-pounders this week. So those big spot fin are on the chew down there. And I tell you, a lot of them are hanging outside the surf line, the long rodders getting them, and sand crabs has been a good bait for those guys down there. So something to think about if you want a wall hanger. Spot fin croaker.
Those spot fins, man. Those things go hard, too. That's cool.
Yeah, that's fun. Well, great report. Happy 4th of July, Gundy. And it's time to go fishing. It doesn't matter whether it's in the surf or offshore. Let's get out there for sure.
That's awesome.
Appreciate it, Gundy.
Right. That's right. All right. Have a good week, gentlemen.
Hey,
great show.
And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right.
Safe and sane, that's right.
Hey, thanks, Gundy. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, I want to remind you that Surf Fishing Report is sponsored by SurfFishTackle.com, where you'll find all the gear that you need for a successful day at the beach, SurfFishTackle.com.
Yeah, watching the searcher pull in. It's been a busy morning. They had to kind of stand by there because they have got to unload the boats. Yeah, the searcher coming in here at 8 o'clock
all
this
right,
morning.
You're up next.
You're up next. But I want to remind listeners that good luck to those on our day and a half Let's Talk Hookup Searcher trip coming up this Tuesday. Wayne Cotto from CCA is the host on that trip. So
perfect.
Day and a half. Are you talking about great timing?
Just before the dark moon,
it's going to bite.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, for sure.
So too. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, and we're going to be talking about your biting fish. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California. Hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your skating tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever-drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This is Venture Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and then normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.